Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Morgan. I was wondering if you guys are related to the CVS products.
No, ma'am, we're not CVS. We're a third-party call center.
Okay. I have a bill from, or I have a credit card statement from you guys, or not from my credit card. It's called the Early Health Daily. And you guys charged me twice for a product.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code and your first and last name?
The zip code is 66203. And the last name is Hartle.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment. Yes, ma'am. What was your mailing address?
11210 West 67th Terrace.
Yes, ma'am. I do see there was a contest entered for a Dyson vacuum cleaner. In order to be
Yes, but I.
eligible, you would have had to be enrolled in our app, Bites Hub. Those winners are picked based off our subscriptions.
Oh, was that a subscription?
Yes, ma'am, but it looks like the subscription was canceled from a chargeback that was initiated by your bank.
Yes. Yes, I did cancel it. But then you guys charged me again on
Yes, ma'am. You didn't cancel, your bank canceled it when they issued a chargeback.
Which one did they cancel? Does it say on there what date?
That chargeback was initiated on the 29th of March. A chargeback basically means that your bank did verify the charge when you disputed it and they removed the temporary refund that they issued.
Okay, and how much was that?
So that chargeback was for the subscription cost, which was $59.89.
Okay. So, does that mean they didn't charge me or they did?
It means that your bank verified the charge, they removed the refund. So it was
There
a
was a refund.
No, your bank issued a refund during the dispute process, but since your bank verified that the contest was entered, they removed that temporary refund and returned that money back to the merchant for a false dispute.
Okay. What about the 49.89 one?
Yeah, so that was for February subscription.
Did they put that back on my card also?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Because they were supposed to dispute that one.
I'm sorry, what was that?
They were supposed to dispute that one
Yes, and you would have
also.
to take that up with your credit card company, but you're basically what happened is your bank has already verified that you did place the order, so they've issued a chargeback on your account.
For the $49.89.
That's correct.
And
So
so the $59.89.
if you've disputed the 59.89, the same thing would happen. It would just be another chargeback in your account because you
Okay,
did enter the
so
contest.
well, I didn't know I was entering a contest. I thought I was just I did a survey, and then after the survey, it asked me what product I wanted, and I chose the vacuum, but I never got it.
Yes, and that's because it's a raffle. And it is stated in the terms and conditions that that's a raffle, which is why your bank issued the chargeback because they verified the terms and conditions were on the website.
Oh, okay. So can I cancel my subscription? Do I still have a subscription on with you guys?
That was already canceled when the chargeback happened.
Okay, so you guys won't charge me anymore then?
That's correct.
Okay. So I should call my bank about the $59.89 one
Yes,
to
and
dispute that one.
yes, I'm again disputing the 59.89 would just put the account back into a chargeback. It would be the same thing that happened with the 49.89.
Okay, so I'll just call them on that then.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.